It's 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and there goes Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Let's go to the movies Thursday morning. Shane A. Bassett, good morning.
Good morning, Gilly. I mean, my numbers are a little bit down this year in movies because the cinemas were closed for about 3 months. But I'm at this point up to 294 movies in total for the year.
Wow.
So I might crack 300 by the end of the year. Wow. It works out to about 5 or 6 a week, so it adds up.
Fantastic. That's outstanding. Now let's talk about Sound of Metal. This is on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Didn't know much about it. Riz Ahmed is the actor involved here. You probably know his face. He's been in a lot of things, but I think he might get some kind of award recognition in this role. He plays a drummer for a very successful metal rock band. He's very confident and full of himself, but he starts losing his hearing really rapidly, and he refuses to do anything about it, but it's putting him off. He does eventually go and get it checked out because he's inspired by a friend to do so, and it changes his life because he meets others that have also had hearing loss or are deaf. So it's not all about music. Obviously, there's music in the story, but it's more about a young man seeing the world from a different view, and really good film. Sound of Metal on Amazon.
Right, fantastic. Now let's go to Odeon 5. Couple of movies on there. Super Intelligence. Tell us about this.
Well, I don't know about you, Gilly, but you've got to be a real Melissa McCarthy fan to enjoy this movie. It's a comedy. Her and James Corden are in it, plus a whole range of familiar faces you'll recognize from a lot of different TV shows. Now, she plays this ordinary, when I say ordinary, she's just she's called Carol, and she just goes about her business. She's just nothing famous or spectacular about her, but she gets chosen by some weird universal computer system to save the world. So it's a bit sci-fi, it's comedy. That's all I'll really say. It's worth checking out because it's rated PG. If you want to take some kids along, the teenagers might think it's funny, but honestly, I struggled a little bit. And I don't mind Melissa McCarthy, but you've got to really like her to enjoy Super Intelligence.
It sounds painful. It sounds very super unintelligent. Now let's talk about The Dry by Eric, and it features Eric Banner.
Yeah, now we're talking. Australian film The Dry, based on a very popular novel. Eric Banner's comedy days are long gone since The Castle. He is a federal agent that comes back to his hometown in rural Victoria, and there's a lot of secrets that get unveiled as he goes. All-star cast, Matt Nable is in it as well. I really want to point him out to some serious scenes. And I just like The Dry. It's being released over the Christmas period, so you can see it for advanced screenings at the Odeon this weekend, but it actually officially doesn't start until the 1st of January. Good film, but be prepared. It's a little bit gruesome.
Okay, all right. And now tell us about, there's a one out on Stan, an Aussie Christmas film.
Yeah, Sunburnt Christmas. Give this a quick, I don't know, I really wanted to people to see it. Now, it doesn't have a lot of actors in it you'll recognise because it's a predominantly young cast. It's about an outback farm that's in the crisis of drought. And out of the blue, this runaway criminal who's escaped captivity, dressed up as Santa Claus, crashes into their property. And the kids just love it. They think he's Santa Claus. So they bring life to their family in a time where they were suffering drought and very sad. So it's an uplifting Christmas movie made in Australia. It's on Stan, A Sunburnt Christmas, and it's for the whole family.
All right, fantastic. And finally, mate, you've got another giveaway for us, this time in the form of a couple of Blu-rays.
Yeah, brand new, just released, Bill and Ted Face the Music, that third sequel to Bill and Ted's. We reviewed it when it came out in cinemas. It's now on Blu-ray and streaming. Thanks to my friends at Madman Films, we've got two brand new copies of Bill and Ted Face the Music to give away just in time for Christmas.
All right, 1-333-53, callers 2 and 3, they are yours this morning. Give me a call now, 1-333-53. We go to the movies with Shane Bassett each and every Thursday morning, mate. As always, thank you very much. We'll do one more next week. Have a good day.
Bye for now.